call our meeting to order and welcome everyone. And we have regrets from Tom. Okay, so we're looking to have the approval of the agenda as circulated. Moved. Seconded. Oh, any questions? All in favor, raise their right hand or... All right. All right, yes.
No texting, what you can eat.
Carolyn is demonstrating some bad habits there. Oh, my.
Totally illegal if you don't get caught.
Yeah.
If you get caught.
She can throw it out the sunroof, though, you know, and that way make out that she didn't have it, right? Yeah.
Hey, it's laying on the deck. It's laying on the deck, guys.
All right.
I'm hands free.
Okay.
If you say so.
And I'm eating pizza in the other hand.
If you say so, we have to go with that. All right.
That's why you're always seeing bits and pieces of me.
Oh, okay. Now she's
going around the turn.
Yeah, she's smartened up here that she doesn't want us to see her. All right.
Oh, you can see.
I can't watch that. I think she'll have an accident the way she's going there, that moving that thing around. All right. Business, we need the approval of the minutes of September the 12th meeting. We need a motion to approve those. It's been moved.
I approve the minutes.
Do we have a seconder? Okay, Martin, thank you. Moved and seconded. Any questions on the motion?
Question.
The question has been called. All those in favor, raise their right hand. Motion carried. Business arising from the minutes. 4.0 and 4.1 is fire scene security update. Chris?
Yes, I actually have an update.
I know you do.
So it's finalized. So we have it. It's all ready to go. So I'll probably send a package out to departments, and then we'll discuss it more at Lunenburg Regional if somebody wants to have a sit-down discussion or some kind of a training on it. It's pretty straightforward, so I don't think it's going to be too hard to go through. We kind of simplified it as best we could.
Right.
So we'll see what everybody thinks of. But I think it's going to be pretty good to use, and we'll go from there.
All right. Good. Thank you. 4.2 is the mutual aid agreement. And again, Chris, an update there.
So that's done. That's been done since early... Well, last year it was done. So it's all in place now.
But the town thing got worked out, did it?
Everything got worked out.
Oh, okay.
So it's a done deal now. Everybody's in place. And
all right. And
so
everybody signed.
Yeah.
All
so
right.
That's good.
That's good. So that can come off the list. 4.3 and 4.4 were two agenda items that actually came to this committee. And I was kind of hoping at the time that we would have a chance to discuss it at our workshop, and that didn't happen. And... if everybody is in agreement with that, I'd like to keep this on the continuing agenda, because one thing that we do have to do tonight, well, several things, but certainly the information coming from the workshop needs to be kind of agreed upon so that we can, you know, Lunenburg Region, we want to talk about it a little bit there, but at the annual meeting of FESC, we want to actually do a presentation on that. So is that kind of where we're at? Am I... going the right path here?
So maybe Lunenburg Regional this week, it can be discussed a little bit, maybe to bring it up to them and discuss it maybe.
More in summary form, just saying that talk about the workshop and the fact that it came up with this, and we're going to be discussing a report at the actual FESC. Because there's other people there that aren't going to be interested in talking about this necessarily.
True.
I mean,
so they know it's something that's
on its way.
Could be looked at and
yes.
Need input on.
Right. Okay. So if everybody's okay with those two items, then we'll leave them on the continuing agenda, and then we'll kind of move along. So we'll... yes?
Should they be where they are under business arising? Are they business arising for minutes?
They, in fact, are. They were items that were discussed at a meeting here. They were brought forward, and we've not dealt with them. So it's not the current minutes, but it's certainly from a set of minutes. So, LRFES report. I've got no printed report. Between Dean and I, we'll kind of run through it. But certainly, the Lumber Regional Group is regrouping.
Doing well.
And they're regrouping, and they're looking at a lot of things, operating procedures and things. Some of the things that we actually talked about at the workshop that we may be able to bring from here and go into Lumberg Regional, I think, is what, you know, I think going to be an effective group of people. And I don't really say what the audience might be, but I think that we talk about the things in this workshop stuff with regard to air packs, bunker gear and things, and the, you know, that stuff at the Lunenburg Regional, again, can have some documented procedures and processes in place. And I think together that we can make what we're trying to get done happen between the two groups. So basically that's where it is. And, Dean, I don't know if I've missed something. That's most of the time was spent on, you know, when there was a presentation made at the last one. But, you know, I think that we're moving forward in a direction that...
We're moving in a positive direction.
We'll work with this committee and you know, have some effect on maybe making things better in the fire service and things that will be good for fire service. Okay? Okay, new business. 6.1 is the 23-24 budget. Pages 2 and 3 of the agenda package. And...
So that's just the typical 2% that's been asked for in the past?
Right.
That's what it would work out to.
Right. Those are the numbers. Anybody have any questions on those?
Do you need a motion to recommend that to council for approval?
Yes, we do.
I would move that.
Okay, it's been moved. Do we have a seconder? Oh, okay. Moved and seconded. Any questions?
Question.
Questions been called. All those in favor, raise their right hand. I see it. Motion carried. Pages 4 and 5 have information on the personnel insurance. And that, again, is in the package. And, Chris, I'm going to probably let you talk about this because...
When we originally had done this, like somehow, I guess I never got picked up about that age for the disability and stuff. But there was a lot of things discussed during that whole process. So so a couple of departments last year asked if there was a way to get that extra coverage, like for 75 or whatever, or over 70. So they came back with a proposal that was as close to what we have now with that added to it. So when you see the... The first part there is like our, what we have now for the disability and the compensation package to go along with that. And then the second part is when it talks about 67 plus 5 years or 5 years, whichever is greater. So that would give you that additional coverage instead of just having a 10-year period, which the way it is now,
right.
Currently, right? So it would give you that extra
right.
Coverage from 67 plus 5, whichever is greater. So... That's probably the biggest difference in it as far as the two policies go. And then you can see where the premium was going to be lower this year than what it was last, the way it is currently, without any changes to it.
Yes, 36.936.
Right. And then if they decide to go with this extra coverage for the age benefit in those two categories, it would go up to that 44.223 with that extra coverage. So the original insurance we had back when we started talking with this was almost 53,000 and it was 52 and change anyway at that time. So it's still cheaper than what we had.
Yes.
Even if we had that extra little benefit to it.
That's right.
So I guess it's probably going to have to go to a Lunenburg regional meeting for discussion and then at the AGM probably vote on it there.
I think we'd give them an update at Lunenburg regional
right.
And then vote yes at the end.
And that would still give them enough time to put it in place from the AGM until it renews the 1st of May.
Right.
If they make that motion and approve it at the AGM.
Right. Okay. So I guess we need a motion to recommend this to the group. Okay. Move. Or question. Okay.
Maybe I should ask a question. Can we move it?
Yes, you could do that. Oh, I think she can ask a question. Once it's been moved and seconded, she can ask a question.
Yeah, proceedings at committees are generally less formal.
Yeah.
So
yes.
Nothing's on the... You just want to, don't do it between the moving and the seconding.
No. Yeah.
Do it before or after.
Yes. So if you want to do it before, go ahead. Yep.
So the way I'm reading, we're talking about the coverage of illness, minimum weekly total disability benefit. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
And it says, for volunteers payable up to later of age 67 or 5 years, doesn't mean 5 years added on to the 67. It means 5 years, whichever is greater while the insured person is totally disabled. So it doesn't go past 67. And if we're talking, like, that's how I'm reading it. Am I reading it incorrect? Like, did you hear from the insurance company that it's 5 years plus 67?
No, I never asked them that question. This is what they sent us. So we could ask for clarification on that for sure.
Yeah. I agree with what Wendy said. The way you said it there, that's what it sounded like, 67 plus 5.
It could be 72,
it's
though,
on
then, right?
Page two
it's
of
67.
Yeah,
page
under
five,
optional
yeah.
with extended so coverage.
The later of both of those. The later.
Yeah, so like it says, four volunteers payable up to later of age 67 or 5 years, whichever is greater while the insured person is totally disabled.
So if they get disabled at 66, they're going to get it to 71. The later.
Right, five more years.
Five more years.
But, yeah. But they wouldn't get it past that. Or if they're 67 and they would get it for five more years. But if they're if they're 69 or 68, they're not getting it. Is that what it's saying?
Well, no, I don't think it is. I
no?
think
the way I read know. It, the way I determine that is that it's finished at 67 or you get 5 years before that, and it's cut off, it doesn't matter. It cuts off at 67. That's the way I look at it.
The later of the age 67 or 5 years.
Yeah.
The greater of one of those.
Yep.
So if a person's 68 and get injured, they're not getting anything.
No.
That's what I'm...
That's
I'm,
correct.
Okay, and is that what we wanted? Because I thought it was something about people in their 70s or whatever.
Well, no. I
don't believe that that's... Correct, Councillor Urquhart.
If it's 68, it would be...
If the injury occurs at 68, then it covers for 5 years.
I think that's how it's intended. I can double check.
It would be good to, if we're not sure, and we're all questioning it, it would be good before we make
a
motion to get clarification from the insurance company.
Yeah, it's worth asking the question. Because 67 is certainly in there for a reason, and they're saying the later of age 67 or 5 years.
What's retirement age 67? I'm wondering if that's like a weekly or wage sort of substitute. What's retirement age?
65,
oh.
Normally, right? But in fire service, because this is where Chris, I think, got the original questions were, what about if I'm 70? Do I have coverage, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, does that mean in this instance here, it could be up to from 70 to 72, which is, or is it 70 plus to 5? Or is it just 67 and 5 and the two of those added together is the highest number it can be, right?
Can
the greater of what those two numbers are, right? The later.
Can we up that age?
Well, let's find out for sure what it means.
Did you want to give us an opinion?
Sure.
Yes.
So it's talking about providing a disability benefit, and so it's saying it will be payable up to the age of 67 or 5 years, while the greater of whichever is greater, while the insured person is totally disabled. So if you were to become injured after that date, it would pay for 5 years. If you were injured prior to 60, like if you're in your 40s, then it would cut off at 67. The or is the critical point. It's saying you get this
one or
that
the other,
and then it's specifying you get the greater of those.
Okay.
So if you're injured late, then you'll at least get 5 years. If you're injured early, you get up until 67.
Yeah.
So there is a little bit of an explanation here from him. For an example, he says, covered claims will be payable up to later of age 67 or 5 years, whichever is greater. So if a 78-year-old suffered a heart attack and was disabled, they would be able to provide that volunteer 5 years of disability,
yeah,
even though he or she would be over the age of 70.
Yeah. Whenever it occurred, and 5 years added on.
That's how he explained it. Because I had asked him that question, and I thought I had to have the email for that. So that answered the question, right?
Yes. It does. Thank you.
All right. So we are...
Mike wasn't on for Councillor Greek or Carolyn to hear.
I'm sorry. So, yeah, so...
No, that explanation makes sense.
Okay, so they did hear it.
Yeah.
I heard it through his mic.
Okay. All right, so then now are we, in fact, ready for the motion? So it's been moved? Seconded?
Who seconded?
Dean.
And what is the motion?
To recommend this upgraded package for a premium of $44,223 to the fire service. And we're going to do two things. We're going to be talking about it at Lunenburg Regional and then doing an update for a vote at FESC annual meeting in April. Okay? So move and second. Any questions on the motion? In hearing none, all in favor, raise their right hand. Against? Motion carried. All right, so we move on to item 6.3, the workshop presentation.
So this is a little snapshot or synopsis of the workshops and what we discussed and everything. So we'll go through it, and at the end of it, we'll see if we captured everything that we had discussed. I think it's all there, but we'll go through it and see what you think. So his desired outcome was to review the background, develop themes, and establish priority areas and proposed projects or possible projects. And the goal is to establish a draft strategy document to share with fire service and council as a guide for the next 4 years of the FESC work. That was what our outcome was. Background for the last 5 years. So we had maintenance and testing standards. So that's when the pump testing came in place. Training, mental health, bulk purchasing with things that were discussed as priorities in the past. Coordination with REMO, so they have the REMO plan committee back up and running, which has all the partners involved, and financial capacity and governance was also one of the priorities in the past. Major accomplishments since prior to the workshop, so we developed the fire service coordinator position, launched recruitment and retention strategy, insurance improvements, implementation of WCB and an employee families assistance program, and group personnel insurance that gave all firefighters across the board the same coverage that they never had in the previous years. Implementation of a new mandatory standard pump testing and updated mutual aid agreements now in place, so it has more modern language and it's up to date the way things are done. This is just a little picture of the municipal challenge coin that we have now that's given out for 50-year awards.
Nice.
I'm hitting this button really fast. Importance of fire departments, so they provide invaluable protective services. They're an integral part of the community fabric, and fire departments create a large community networks to maintain vital community infrastructure. Issues facing fire services, increasing standards and demands. So there's a 10-year cycle on most of the things that fire departments utilize, the protective equipment especially. So there's a 10-year cycle for bunker gear. Large capital purchases are required, increasing insurance costs, and increasing expectations of service from residents in different communities in our district. So people expect services, and sometimes they watch shows on TV and they expect a whole lot more. But that's what they expect. Volunteer landscape's changing, so there's increasing age across the municipality, and the average age is probably 55 plus in most of the departments or most any areas. Some have younger members, but that's kind of the trend out there. Declining rates of volunteerism. It's harder and harder to get newer and younger people involved, just the way things are and how busy families are today doing what they need to do. Business not allowing firefighters to leave work is becoming more and more of an issue. Years ago, that used to be pretty easy for businesses to do. Now with reduced workforces and whatever, it's a lot harder for them to allow firefighters to leave work, and fewer are letting that happen. A lot of the people work outside of the community. So we need to accommodate more diverse volunteers. So perception that firefighters are paid is something that happens. Demands on training and response, need for child care, and washrooms on scene. That comes up a lot with female firefighters especially. When they're on scene, there's not too many places they have to utilize for those purposes. So that's a common concern. Issues facing fire services, so some more things that are continued. So some of the governance challenges are there's extensive regular training required for volunteers, and you can tell somebody in an interview when you're on the fire department that it's a lot of work, a lot of training, and sometimes they don't really understand it until they get in there and see how much actually is involved. Administration of the organizations are time-consuming, so the administration of the fire departments put a lot of time in, looking after reports and personnel files, et cetera. Leadership skills for personnel issues is required. Like we said, we started this new training for officers or those upcoming officers, and it's easy for the fire grand to look after itself. It's just it's a lot, like you say, you have that muscle memory for fire scenes. But dealing with people on a day-to-day basis is where people struggle a little bit with that aspect. The wide range of financial capacity between the departments, so there's varying rates and varying funds that are available to each department out there depending on their geographic location. And inconsistent honorariums for calls and practices. So some departments offer that and some don't. And that's just this sheet that we looked at. When we did the workshops, Alex put together and shows the percentage of 1 cent, how much of increase it would be in fire tax, and it's very minimal for a lot of areas. We can learn from animals being present and mindful. That's in a snapshot there. Focus areas from the workshops. So safety was probably one of the top things we discussed. It wasn't the only thing, but so some of the proposed actions were establish a minimum safety standard for equipment and apparatus, SCBA functional testing, face piece fit testing, bunker gear and hose testing. So there are departments that do that. SCBA testing is pretty much done across the board, so that could easily be made a mandatory part of registration where it's being done anyway. Explore expanding automatic mutual aid. So there's still some departments out there that don't have automatic mutual aid, so it's becoming more and more popular, but I think it's something that's important that we do because it saves time when you get on scene and having to wait for other departments to come. They're already dispatched as soon as a call comes in for certain things, like mostly for fire or commercial or structure fires is when a lot of that stuff's utilized automatically. Another thing is looking at local collaborative training. So example could be driver training assistance. Most departments their drivers need to be Class 3 certified. The Motor Vehicle Act still says Class 5 with their brake endorsement. But there's all kinds of liabilities and stuff happens if you're driving with a Class 5 and something happens. And it also says in the Act, during the scene of an emergency. So what, there's always a discussion on what depicts when the emergency is over, when it's over, when you're back in the station. So most departments use their Class 3, and then it takes all that out of the picture. Include more information on Level 1 training on annual registration. So we don't have a lot of that on there now. It just says what they can cover and if they have people trained for interior. So we take the interior as having some type of Level 1 training, whether it be certified or just taking the basic training. Encourage adoption of basic OGs or general operating guidelines. So occupational health and safety and scene safety officer, for example, interior and exterior fire attack. And the Fire Service Association in Nova Scotia has a whole bunch of these already on site that are the best practices, and the GOGs are there to show what individuals in different positions should have, and the exterior attack was one of their newer ones. Additional leadership training for current and developing officers, something that we've been putting together, and we've done several groups now last year, and it went really well, so we're going to see if we can get some more of those off the ground this year. It seemed like they were well received, and some of the officers that have taken it said that it's helped them in their dealing with day-to-day personnel stuff, so that's good to hear. And explore regional training facility. So let's see if we thought the next one talks about that. So the training, well, it's not really on there, but the next training facility, they're talking about maybe having a spot that can be utilized that is just set up priorities for looking at training and proper fire ground operations in a controlled and safe environment. So that's one of the things that was. I thought that was in there. Okay, that's where it is. Continue to support governance and improvements in departments. I missed the first part there, so we're going to go back. So enhance grants and target minimum standards and improvements to enhance and redistribute grant for future support of smaller departments. Explore minimum and maximum funding amounts for fire departments. Continue to support government's improvements in departments. So provide the improved leadership training, maintain leadership grant, and foster merger discussions with departments showing interest. So continued respect for the, and this is important, that we still want to continue respect for the autonomy of independent leadership within the individual fire departments. So recruitment and retention. So the website there is where the recruitment and retention strategy and policy is for the municipality, and council has talks all about that. Marketing materials, annual campaign, there's recognition grant, volunteer, family assistance program, and leadership training. So those are things that kind of were pinpointed at the time to help see if we could keep firefighters and retain them, recruit them and retain them. Sometimes it's easier to recruit them than it is to retain them. So these are things that we put in there to help make the retention a little bit easier with the extra insurances and so on. Explore enhancements to the ENR, like increased community presence, possibility through school visits, class credit, junior firefighters. And I think Parkview currently has a credit for junior firefighters that take the Level 1 training program, and that gives them a credit if they do so. Draw for firefighters to attend a national conference. So that was brought up as a way of recognize or allowing firefighters to go to the conference in Ottawa to see what how things are done or differently. Martin's got a question.
Oh, sorry. On that particular one, I just want to point out to you that this year the Canadian Fire Chiefs and the Maritime Fire Chiefs is in Halifax. It would be a good year to start it. It wouldn't cost us much.
Yeah, that's true. And, it seems
and that
like,
only happens every 10 years.
Yeah,
right?
It seems yeah. like there's using Halifax as the sort of the central point now because the last one was held in there too. So that may be, I guess maybe it's more central. Yeah, that too, yeah. So, yeah, it went over well there last time, I think, they had it. So that's a good idea, actually. Communication with MODL business to allow volunteers to respond to calls and advocate more incentives and support for volunteer firefighters. So those are all things that were discussed. The possibility of a regional fire facility or regional facility. So that's what I mentioned earlier. So they're thinking maybe it could be something that could be possibly located at Exit 12A. Could have a modern fire training ground with classrooms, truck bays for apparatus, possible sleeping quarters, Another thing that was discussed was maybe looking at having a possible hazmat team on call, paid and drawn from local volunteer fire departments. That was looked at probably 15 years or more ago, and the province didn't want to bite on it at that time because of the costs associated with the yearly upkeep and equipment outdated and then having to be totally go through the cycle of replacing gear that wasn't used. But it's not saying that's something that couldn't be revisited and looked at for sure. Possible lease space for dispatch or police in the same kind of facility. So these are all things that were kind of thrown around. Boys, that mouse is really sensitive. So that's kind of it in a nutshell, I guess. Any questions, or did we kind of cover everything? Or I know it's a lot in there, but we had a lot of meetings on it too.
I think also underneath the training facility, and maybe I just didn't see it there, was also like to invite other departments from other areas.
Certainly.
To come and of course, charge them for the use of the building if they wanted to do it for their own fire department or as a whole regional.
Yeah, because that's something that you used to do. We used to have like an annual training day that we'd have here. It used to be mutual aid training years ago. And then they had it prior to COVID. They used to have it like annually. They'd have one in the fall or spring or something like that, and they'd have all departments come together, and they'd have different training of different module setups. There'd be pump operations, extrication, BA searches, and those kind of things. And then they'd have departments that could come from other counties also if they wanted to come to it. So it'd be very same thing, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Is there any other places in Nova Scotia that have a regional facility that would demonstrate that it works and it's used and what it has?
Well, some have, I don't know if we call it a full regional facility, but Pictou has a fire training ground that they utilize. It has, they have a containerized type system there that they utilize for training of local departments. And Cumberland County has training ground, but a lot, they bring places from outside and they do some of the training, so they'll bring in like the extrication people and stuff like that, and they'll do training. But there's only a couple of places that have, like, the live fire is probably the biggest one. It's the hardest one. So the fire school has it. Like I say, Pictou has one. There's a small one in Le Havre that's two little rooms, which is very good training, but to have like a full-scale live fire trainer, it'd be like two stories, so you have above grade and below grade type of fire attack. So it gives firefighters the whole barrage of types of training that they utilize and multi compartments and stuff like that. So, like I say, the one in Le Havre is really good for giving them the control to it and feel of what live fire is like. But a larger facility would be much, much better. But there's not a lot of them out there. I don't know the number for sure, I just know the couple that I do know. But we could definitely ask the question if there's more out there, you know.
One of the discussed here when we were talking about this was being, I guess, that champion for this.
You're breaking up here.
You're missing part of her.
So it would give fire departments that opportunity. I'm breaking up, Chief. So giving that opportunity for fire departments on this end of the province to have access to those services, I think would be very, very good.
Without going to Halifax, I think. Geez.
But again, can you hear me or not?
Yes, now we can.
Oh, okay. So as I was saying, giving fire departments on this end of the province the opportunity to be able to tap into some of these resources. And we know how long you have to wait for hazmat or anything else here on this end of the province. So I think that it would be a golden opportunity if it was to materialize. And again, these are all concept things at the moment, and we'll see where it goes.
Thank you.
So the next step, the next slide just has some, like, confirmed drafts as a committee present to the AGM of fire departments. Possibly solicit feedback with some type of a survey that was also discussed and recommend to council for approval of what we decide to do next going forward, I guess. Yeah.
So I do have a question on explore possible regional facilities. Just want to make sure that I'm clear with it. The truck bays are for spare apparatus. We talked about the the ability that if someone has a truck broken down, that there's a tanker or there's a pumper, that just so that people don't think that this is an actual fire station as such, right? And if we could put that in there, I think that would be good as well. And the hazmat team, on-call paid firefighters.
Mark.
Oh, sorry.
I'm not really sure why that's a big concern to you. If you build a station, right now you're building a concept, and you might not be building a station for 8 years from now. But I would think it would be premature to close yourself in or make a bunch of specifications at this point. I think what you should be looking at this particular time is looking at the concept of something you can build on. And if you can secure funding for that, or you can secure a working agreement between one or more municipal units, who knows what you will end up with. But if you think that this is a big, terrible thing of a bunch of secrets and you don't know where it's going, please don't limit yourself, because you could end up with a really fine idea. And the best way to do it is to find out if one or more councils in the area wants to fund this. And if that's the case, then you have the opportunity to build a foundation. You could go to Lunenburg Regional and say, can we have three representatives to come on to a planning committee to see what this will evolve? What will it be? But to put out specifications now before you even know if municipal councils in the area would support it or would fund it. I mean, to build something like this, $2 million, $3 million, $5 million, who knows what it will be? But if you have a concept after you start talking about it, look how favorable the federal government was to the town of Lunenburg building a station there a few years ago. The province is in a position where they're on both sides of the fence. They don't really know where they're going with this. They may very well say, well, let's use this Lunenburg Regional Training Facility as a stepping stone for what might be next. Look at the change that is happening in healthcare right now. If you would have said just 3 years ago some of these things about collaborative centers and some of the announcements that were just made this week in healthcare, it's changing by the week, by the month. I don't want to limit us. I want us to be able to get as much as we can for the buck, especially by using federal and provincial money. So I'm not trying to say you're wrong or I'm right.
I guess I'm not.
Just saying, don't set your perimeter small. Leave it open. And I think if the concept gets off the ground, the fire service will be an integral part of finding out what this vision is.
Yes, I think, Martin, during the workshop, it was very clear that there were different views on what this project would be. But I'm only trying to bring a little clarity. And we talked about truck bays in the facility. There was not a question about that. And it was discussed as well that these could be used to provide equipment to a fire department that may have a broken down tanker or a pumper. That's all I'm talking about. Is not against the project itself. No, not at all. And if you think that that's limiting it, I guess I'm just a little confused about that. But
can I take it a step further?
Sure.
I'll be careful what I say here now. I'm talking hypothetically, maybe for discussions that were had at a restaurant or in the local area of just people in the know discussing concepts. What if Michelin said, well, we may move our apparatus into this new building. It's going to be between two facilities that we currently own and operate and may expand. That is a concept. We wouldn't want to limit that. What if the town of Bridgewater said, well, yeah, we think that maybe two two or three bays we'd like to operate an actual truck out of, because the station we have now, assuming that renovations would be made 5 years down the road, they may say they've overlived that station. They may want to put big bucks into it. I wouldn't want to say, no, this is totally a training station, so Bridgewater, you can't operate units out of this. I'm just saying that there are other factors that may or may not have been discussed. That's as far as I can go.
Okay, well, thank you for the explanation. I was just trying to do the same thing from based on what was discussed at the workshop. So, any other questions or?
Brian,
yes?
I have to repeat. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Are you able to hear me? I guess I agree with Martin that I don't think we should put in what it shouldn't be. I believe that we should leave it as a concept. Like, this is something that was discussed, and you can float the idea through. To say that it won't be something is limiting what could be down the road. So I expect some big changes in the area. Big announcement tomorrow coming. There's a lot of things happening. So, yeah, to think that things may change in that area and with how companies do business, that could very well be the case.
It's the thing that we don't know as much, or about the things that you know about. So if we don't know that, then obviously there's an impact, right? So I wouldn't, you know, I don't have that knowledge. So Martin, I think, was before you. Okay.
No, I'd just like to reiterate that, because there's some jaws dropping in the room, because we're at a little bit of a disadvantage, and a little prior knowledge might have helped us here. And I don't see Brian's comments as being limited, and I sure as heck would not feel that way either, because I was very excited in the workshop with the discussion of this very subject.
Yeah.
Knowing full well where our provincial school started and where it is today is a little disheartening for a few of departments throughout the province. And I don't, as Martin says, I've got to be careful and pick my words here, because the school does great work. But there are aspects that have diminished, for lack of a better term, from, you know, years ago when it really was in its heyday and looking for more cash to do what they are doing now. But then we kind of fell back on some other. But, yeah, I look forward to these announcements. Thank you.
As well. I as well. Martin, now.
So, knowing that these things take a long life, nothing moves fast in government.
No, it doesn't.
But there's a concept idea here in the presentation where we don't know where it might go. Might I consider that if we were truly interested in this and wanted to show the councils in the area, that we should maybe have a motion asking for an unspecified amount of funding to start for something that may take many, many years to produce. But a lot of things take a few years to get off the ground, and if once they get moving, there is some funds there, it makes it a lot easier to proceed to the next level. If I can give you an example, we talked 4 years ago about public transit, and both the town and MODL talked, but MODL wasn't quite ready. The town left and started their system. So we looked at various models on how we could move forward, and we had a couple different studies, each showing different possibilities. But we kept as a council, putting money into a reserve fund. And in this current budget, it is proposed that we may even buy a bus. So maybe it starts off next year. I don't know what exactly it looks like yet. None of us do. But we're to the point where we're ready to spend some big bucks. So I see this developing the same way. And the MODL Council is currently finalizing their budget now, and it has been underway for a couple of weeks, but it's getting to the point where most of the figures are plugged in. If we don't submit a motion to council for consideration, I can assure you there'll be no money this year. But we don't have to ask for a particular dollar amount, but we can at least plant the seed. They may give a few bucks. They may give more than what you might surprise you. The thing is, but if we don't forward any request to them, then I can assure you that your idea may die or will be delayed for a couple more years. So would you be interested in looking at a motion and then you can discuss it?
Well, it certainly comes as, you know, kind of a surprise to me, because I was under the impression that this document was going out to the Lunenburg Regional and then on to the annual Fire and Emergency Services Committee. And it that part about having this particular aspect of this station, training and everything that we talked about, that everybody's kind of understanding and agreeing with, that then we could go forward with the fire services support versus just us in here sitting saying that, yes, we support this, but, you know, the majority of the fire departments may not support this or whatever. I think that it's a, kind of an awkward place. Don't disagree with you, because, you know, things don't happen until somebody starts something. And I was hoping that would be the flow. But if someone can tell me that doesn't necessarily have to be the flow or whatever because of timing, then that's another story, though, that how late can we go for timing? Can we do something at the April meeting and get it to council? I don't know, because we could have an FESC meeting after that annual meeting and make a recommendation to council on funding. So I guess that's how I just want to be assured about the process. And because I had it in my head that, mm-hmm. you know, we come here tonight, we approve this, we take it to Lunenburg Regional, a summary to Lunenburg Regional, and then FESC annual meeting. And then if they agree with it, that's our mandate to take this committee on a path to get the next 4 years done, right? So
can I?
You can speak now.
Yeah. So in terms of process, you're totally right, Mr. Chair. The intention is that we would like to take this presentation and show it to the annual general meeting so that you have some buy-in, because if I'm reading the discussion properly, everyone's got some momentum and excitement about the projects and initiatives that are in there. So the committee would like to work on these over the next term. There is a timing issue in that by the time you get to the annual general meeting, budget for fire services will essentially have already been set. So in the background, we're working on those elements now. So if you wait until then, you'll have to wait another year to start.
So April is too late, you're saying?
It would be too late to effectively include it in the budget planning, which doesn't mean it wouldn't go in next year, but you'd be waiting another year.
Yes. Yes, Chris.
So I think that's really neat and interesting discussions, and I think, like you and Councillor Bell said, we definitely need to be open-minded. And I've been involved with helping with some of the level one training that's been going on in the county this year. And last year it went really well. And we have some really good facilities in the area, but they're not in one spot. So to do training for live fire, you have to drive 25 minutes down the river, which isn't a bad thing, but if you had one facility, you could do all of your training in one time without having to transport people back and forth. Bridgewater has a good facility. Northfield has a really good training facility, but it's a time factor when you have to take a group of students and move them back and forth for the different training aspects. So that's just kind of my take on how useful that a centralized training facility would be. But, I mean, it's something that can definitely be discussed. And fire services, I know, are very integral parts of this. And they also have a very imaginative way of looking at doing things. And they can, and they have some really neat ways of looking at stuff to make things happen and be efficient when they do it. So I don't see why they wouldn't be interested in it. But until we take it to a meeting, we don't know for sure. But that's my take on, like, the training and traveling back and forth with the way it is now currently.
Okay. Dean, do you have any comments?
I'm just taking this all in.
Any other comments? Yes, Steve?
Based on the timeline, I think we take heed of Martin's recommendation. And when the presentation is made in April, and I have to add that I agree with what you said, that's the concept that I understood as well, is that this was a presentation to be done in April. But that said, and based on budgetary restraints, if I can call it that, and timelines, we could go ahead, and I think we should go ahead with Martin's proposed motion and explain at the April AGM that, who just said it? The excitement, I think Alex said it, the excitement in the room that because we felt so strong on this, that we have approached council and made a motion to possibly consider it. If they want to squash it in April, right, we let council know at the May meeting of this very committee. But I don't see fingers being slapped.
No.
And
we have no problem taking stuff out of the budget.
Exactly.
But
right?
Try to put it back in no. in May or June, so, it ain't going to happen.
And the flip side is if at the AGM, the members that are there see something that we do, I think most everyone around this room, are going to probably give a pat on the back,
yes.
possibly for thank you for looking after our interests. Keep going. So thank you for everyone's comments around the room.
Dean?
So basically what you're saying,
yeah,
Robert,
and I think.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Carol.
She's never had enough.
No.
Well, this is the time. If we want to add, yeah, I know you can't see me because it's dark. But I'm still here.
Does she?
This is the time that if we want to put something in the budget, it needs to happen now. It can't happen after the meeting. So let's do it. If that's the place, let's put a play saver there. And worst case scenario, it gets trashed. But I can't imagine why it would, because I really believe that this is heading in the right direction for something that this area could really use.
Thank you. Michelle, you had your hand up, I understand. I missed it, but. Oh, she had to go at 8 o'clock. No, she had 8 o'clock, though. She said she was here till 8.
It's 8. 7:56. So,
well, 8 o'clock is not 7:56, right?
But like, she's in New Germany, so it's a couple minutes.
All right.
Time changed.
All right. So she's gone. She's signed off. Yes, Gordon.
Would you entertain what I think is a cautious motion that might float here, and if not,
I think you got to start there. You got to start with the wording, and then, you know.
So,
do you want to take something or not? I can be quiet.
So. No, I'm ready to hear it.
The reason I seem to be pushing this is because I'm actually excited by it. I spent 10 years starting the Nova Scotia Firefighter School with a group of dedicated people, and there were so many people said, you'll never sell that idea to the provincial government, and it never happened. And then after we got organized, I taught there for 5 years, and I enjoyed it. But then it started changing, and that was to the point where I don't set my foot inside the door now.
It's an international school.
Yeah, so that's why I'm excited by this.
Yeah.
But anyway, The motion.
No, I was more concerned about the process in my head.
Okay.
You know, well, what we were doing and the process of committees and so on and so forth. But, you know, I think the group is prepared to hear a motion.
Okay. And then it can easily be changed to what you feel comfortable with.
He's got it written down. He's typed. It's already typed up, isn't it? Can you send that? Can you send that, Councillor?
I'll read it to you. That.
I just got one question.
I started thinking about this 3 o'clock yesterday morning.
In fact, you should have sent that to me at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
So, are you actually moving it?
Okay.
Now or
yes.
Just reading it.
No, I'm gonna move it, and if somebody wants to second it, they can. And I would prefer someone from the fire service second it, not the council.
I got one question first. That's all. Are we going to ask for just certain amount of funds, or are you going to ask for like a set amount, or are you just going to ask
going to
put
that,
something in? Like
we're going to hear that in a moment.
That's what I'm asking for.
Okay.
Like to find out.
I said this was a very cautious motion, and you'll find that there's not a dollar figure included in it, because I found in the past I've put dollar figures in and limited it myself. They would have gave me twice as much. So I've learned to, when you ask for something, present the idea. And if they buy in on it, I might get two or three times more than what I put in the motion. But if they don't buy into it, then I'm not embarrassed because I didn't put any dollar figure in.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
So here it goes.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that the Fire and Emergency Services Committee recommend that council explore a regional fire training station with the town of Bridgewater and other municipal units for the local area. And further, the committee recommends that council establish a reserve fund separate from the other fire service grants and funds for the purposes of constructing a regional facility. End of motion. Now, I said a regional facility. I didn't say what it was because I want the fire service to be part of planning what it is. So I'm not asking for a dollar figure, and I'm asking in this motion that if our council, MODL council, accepts it, it in a back way authorizes and asks staff time to be used to talk to the town of Mahone Bay, the town of Lunenburg, the town of Bridgewater, who may want to be a funding partner in this. But if that's not established, then I won't get staff time to look at the idea. But it's not saying what questions they would ask, because that would come after your fire regional meeting. When you have input, then you can help fabricate what this might look at. And recording secretary, I'll give you the motion that was read at the time. So I'm trying to be as open as possible, not closing myself in, but allowing, I'll take as much as councils want to fund it. I'm not limiting myself. So open for discussion.
I would be willing to second that. Are you willing to change the word local, which was close to the front, when you said other local councils? Where was it? Sorry, local area?
Yeah.
Would you consider the word regional there?
Oh, I suppose it could be regional.
Because the only reason I'm thinking is Chester, Queens.
Well, you know,
that's the only thing that I'm thinking.
He's being open-minded by...
Can you put your mic on, Martin?
No, he's walked away from it.
He's mobile.
He's on the floor.
What I'm saying
there... No wonder I can't hear him.
He's excited.
With what he is saying, he is suggesting it could be bigger with bigger partners, which could be a more enhanced center. I was only thinking local because I didn't know that I would get any buy-in for it, so I was being cautious.
So I guess I'd like to hear the part again around the other units, the way it was worded. Once you get your, did you get your seconder?
So Sandra, maybe you can read that part.
Okay, Carolyn, it's a move that the Fire and Emergency Services Committee recommend that Council explore a regional fire training station with the Town of Bridgewater and other local municipal units for the local area. And further, the committee recommends that Council establish a reserve fund separate from other fire service grants and funds for the purposes of constructing a regional facility. And the question was just out about changing it to other local regional, no?
But local municipalities probably answer the question, I think, doesn't it? Yeah.
Carolyn,
yeah,
Steve.
Yeah, I think that if you don't include the names, it would probably be better.
Yes.
And it would open the door for more funding.
Yes, what my comment was, and I'm sorry, I forgot to turn my mic on as well, was the question was asked if Martin took the word local and changed it to regional, where he spoke of area and other municipal units possible. And Martin has agreed that to change that word, local area to regional area. And I would second the motion.
And that would make sense because Queens and so on could be involved in this.
That's my thought, that it could grow out.
I'm just wondering if perhaps if we're going down this road, if there's an opportunity for a corporate partnership or idea somehow in here. You talked about Michelin. I'm sure that's one, but there could be others that, as you say, down the road, who knows what's coming down the road? Who knows what other businesses or opportunities might come at the time that this might come to fruition? So I'm just saying, why not throw that word in there? If it doesn't, you know, sort of mean anything right now, maybe it will in the future. Maybe there's something that Carolyn's going to announce tomorrow that will be amazing in that sense. I don't... Oh, Michelin's. Got it. Okay. So, you know, is there an opportunity there to take advantage of a corporate strategy as
corporate
well?
Corporate partnerships can be added to that, do you think, Martin, in a way that, or not at this point? Or, yeah, go ahead.
It doesn't say that. The motion doesn't say that, but the motion doesn't eliminate that, I don't think. And there's two ways that this can be done. The motion can be brought on the floor as it is and seconded, and then an amendment for that one word can be made, or if you prefer that I change it ahead of time, it can be. So it's
so
two,
what does the
two
group
ways to
would
do
like
it.
To see? See the corporate added to that? Yes, so yeah.
So now we have an amendment.
Yes, we have to do an amendment if we want to add.
So you can bring an amendment for that one word.
For add corporate to it.
So where can we slide that in? Where can we slide that in?
Well, the regional is in it.
Would you really need to put corporate in there, though? The regional.
Well, I think that's what we're asking, though, aren't we?
Here's the boss.
Or maybe Alex.
Alex might know, too, if it's necessary to put it in a motion or not.
No, I don't think it's necessary. I think it's a wonderful idea, and you've already mentioned one or two possibilities. I know during the workshop there was some mention of there could be a potential down the road for leasing to, for example, like a dispatch agency or that type of thing. So I think that's baked into the concept, but generally want to avoid lacing too much into your motions. They kind of get complicated when you try to amend them as a group of 13. So if you just take out that word local area and put in region, I think you've got yourself covered.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, then we're in agreement to have a motion vote here. All right. So any further questions on the motion? Question's been called. All those...
Wait.
Yes?
If you are going to amend that one word, you have to have someone a mover and a seconder.
Oh, I was under the impression that you both agreed.
Oh, I thought you did it before I seconded.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah.
No. But I already brought the motion onto the floor.
The word. Until you amended that.
But then we couldn't discuss the motion once I brought it on.
So
the
we
floor.
Need to do an amendment then.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So
it still can be done exactly the way you want it, but it's two steps.
Okay. So
correct me, Mr. Yeah. DeMera.
So the chair, so yes.
So I'll move the amendment there to replace the word local with regional. Is that correct? Yeah.
Local area with region.
Region.
Yep.
Regional.
Seconded. Okay. Moved and seconded.
Now any you vote on the
questions
amendment.
Questions on the amendment motion?
There you go.
Questions been called. Those in favor, signify right hand. Against, motion carried.
Question on the motion.
Question on the motion. All those in favor, raise the right hand. Against, motion carried.
Big step. Big step.
This could be a big project. And who's going to be the witness? The local fire service.
For sure. There's no question. And
can I just speak to, like Martin said, I think now hopefully we'll present this Thursday night.
In we'll April. Talk about this in very simple form Thursday, because it's Lunenburg Regional. It's other... Lunenburg.
I guess, yeah, we
yeah,
can't
but
really
at
talk...
at FESC, it's actually
yes.
true.
Voted on.
True, true, true.
That's the direction that they want
true,
this committee
true,
to
true.
Move forward.
Well, I'm already the third committee, that's all.
He's already got
trouble
in the Lunenburg. Yes. No, I just... The no. corporate thing and the other yeah. levels of government, the whole deal, right?
Yeah.
Like my mind's already spinning about the corporate because one's mentioned, but there's others.
Yes. Okay. So we'll continue on the agenda here. There are no in-camera required unless you're going to give us an update on something, Mayor?
No.
Okay.
No, I can't give you that update. I'm going to find
right.
it somewhere tomorrow. You'll hear it on the meeting.
All right. I'll be
most people know
I will be waiting. The next meeting is Monday, May the 8th, 2023, and the annual general meeting is on April the 12th of 2023 at the Best Western Hotel in Cookeville. So, and they're both at 7. And we'll see you here on May the 8th. Thanks again, everybody.
So I can
adjourn
the meeting.
Okay. Move to adjourn. Done. You got in just in time.
Just
in the wire. Yeah, I'll tell you, it went a lot faster than I thought yep. it would actually.
I'm 2 hours.
Brian, turn your mic off.